Hello and welcome to the Pirate Party Australia webcast, dedicated to the discussion of freedom of information and culture, government transparency and civil liberties in the internet age. I'm Sam Kearns and this is episode number 7 for... Oh no. It's Sunday the 10th of February 2013. And that's why I write a script. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the webcast. For those of you who may have been on the website this weekend, you might have seen that we have a new website at pirateparty.org.au. And tonight to talk to us about putting that new website together, I have Thomas Randall. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, how are we going?
Good, good. Thanks for joining me on the webcast. This is actually your fault because it was your suggestion that we get the website up, maybe you might be able to come on and have a chat with us about it. So I'll start by asking you, how long have you been working on this new website?
Well, it started sort of late last year, getting together, throwing some ideas, you know, HTML, CSS, it was easiest to prototype it that way. And then when the need came around after our registration, worked with... Brendan and the IT, and we threw it together and got it up pretty quickly.
Fantastic. I have to say, my personal opinion, it looks fantastic. But I'm one of those IT geeks who's all coder and no designer, so I know what I like when I see it, but don't ask me to make anything look nice.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that, so I did struggle for a little while to get the margins right and throw colours on the page, but then it came together.
No, well, your skills are vastly superior to mine in that regard. Who else worked on the design with you? I mean, you mentioned that, you had input. You had the peanut gallery yelling at you, obviously, to change things. But in terms of actually, you know, doing serious work of, you know, graphics and things like that.
Well, there really wasn't that much graphics in this because most of it's Cascade style. So the graphic side of it's pretty simple. There's some icons and some images. Big shout out to the two images on the homepage are Creative Commons ones. And so we're able to use them because other people have released them under just free-to-use attribution licenses.
Fantastic. Well, it looks really good. Congratulations. And also thank you to Nick for putting in a few hours last night to make all the changes to the website and get it up and running.
Yeah, it was a good team effort.
It was. Now, I also want to ask you, how long have you been active in the party?
I think it'll be just over about a year now. Sort of joined just before the National Congress last year, and I went along with that. And after that, I decided it was time to get really involved.
Fantastic. Yeah, I joined January. This is actually pretty much my first anniversary in the party myself. And but I sort of wasn't really involved for the first 3 or 4 months, and then it was probably around April, May last year for me. So they're about the same. Okay. Thomas, do you work as a web designer?
Not as a web designer, more of a developer.
Okay.
So web developer. Back-end programming stuff. I venture into design every now and then when it's needed, but not my main role.
Okay, and how long have you been working as a web developer?
About 4 or 5 years now. But okay, it's been pretty much full time.
Fantastic. And any sites you'd like to spruik? On the webcast, or is it all just client work, sort of?
Yeah, it's mostly client work. So I work for a web firm at the moment, and I keep my political activities and my work separate at the moment.
Yes, I'm in rather the same position. Now, I do know that you're in Tasmania. And
yes,
that,
I am.
Yeah, and that recently you had a meetup. There was
I
a Hobart.
To, get a meeting going.
When did you, so, was that last night, did you say?
No, it was actually today.
Sorry, it was today.
It was today.
Fantastic. Yeah, and so how did it go? Tell
fixed,
us all about, where was it?
With the website in the morning, and then ran out to meet some pirates, and then home to do a webcast.
Okay, and so where was it? How many people showed up? That sort of thing.
Yeah, we held it at the Republic Hotel down in Hobart. We only had a couple of other pirates, but we had a good discussion about where Tasmania's going to go over the next year, and some people put their hands up to take on looking at the electoral requirements and establishing a Tasmanian party. And we might also have another volunteer for the campaigns group.
Well, that's great, and hopefully people keen to do it again.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So we've already booked in the next one for another fortnight, and I reckon we'll get a couple extra people along next.
Yeah, I've actually I'm crazy busy at the moment. I'm actually like winding up a business and starting a new job, and I'm actually starting at university this year, so I've just been insanely busy. But one of these days, I would like to actually start a Central Coast meetup, because I'm not actually in Sydney. I'm on the Central Coast, even though I travel down to the Sydney meetup that we have in Circular Quay to see those guys. I'd really like to have a Central Coast meetup just to get something going up here. And I was thinking maybe, once a month of actually holding it in the pub that's literally just around the corner from my house, and running the webcast, like do it on a Sunday night and run the webcast from the local pub.
And, sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, get some locals in the picture. It'd be make for some a bit of variety in the webcast.
Mm.
Oh, don't do that. That's better. Okay, well, that's all very good. Thank you very much for your work on the website. It looks fantastic. It's much better than the old one.
It's up there.
Although, I have to call you to task on calling it the Pirate Party TV show or whatever you wrote.
Yeah, well, you should have been quicker in pointing out the error.
My fault. But, yes, we'll have to see. At least it doesn't have the countdown anymore. That was a bit ominous.
No,
I'd go there and I'd go, there is a webcast in 3 days. And I'm like, oh, God, I have work to do. But, anyway, moving on to international news, I've got one event for this week in international news, and that is that the TPB AFK movie was released, which stands for The Pirate Bay Away from Keyboard, which is a movie that has been in the making for the last few years, that follows the court case for the Pirate Bay from the point of view of the three accused. I watched it last night, and I believe you've watched it too, Thomas.
I jumped straight on it. I grabbed the 1080p torrent of it and threw them $10. It was a great example of how media distribution should work, where they give you the high quality copy of something and you throw some money at them if you want.
Yeah, well, I didn't pay for it. I actually watched it on YouTube. Because I sort of started downloading the torrent, and then I'm like, this is just taking way too long. So I went to YouTube
it
and just
really sped up
and just hit play.
1.5
yeah.
megabytes per second down.
Right, yeah, I'll only get 700k max on my connection because I'm a bit far from the exchange here. I was, a really high quality film. Like, it wasn't just a, holiday movie or anything.
I was really impressed that the director managed to pick this as a moment in history to get in there and record. There's so many authentic conversations that just happened in the moment, whether it was in the courtrooms or the adversaries of the prosecutors or the copyright lobbyists that were there watching. It was a really good recording of a moment in history.
Yeah, he really was all over it. It's you know, quite amazing, like just how much of the thing that he was there for. You know, it really makes you wonder, like, what a sacrifice it is for someone, you know, like the you know, the guy who made the movie, whose name escapes me right at this present moment. And if
it was Simon somebody.
Yep. I'm just looking that up.
But I also found it a bit dark in some of the areas where they looked at the relationships between the three major people that ran the book. And also the mentioning the WikiLeaks side of things, where they were obviously quite involved in helping with the hosting for that at various times in the history.
Yeah, I thought that was good, because it could very easily have been like a propaganda film, and but it didn't try to cover up the warts, which, you know, I think was important. Don't know if you just heard that audio, but annoying web page just immediately started playing audio as soon as I opened it. One of my pet peeves. So yeah, you can get that from the TPB AFK website. They're selling DVDs. They are also selling T-shirts. You can pay $10 to watch a stream if you wish, or you can get it straight from the Pirate Bay, of course, and you can also watch it on YouTube. And of course, the YouTube comments are absolutely on fire. Plenty of trolls there if you want to go and have a fight. And now, to wrap things up after that, hang on, I've got some mentions in the IRC. Oh, no worries. Oh, never mind about that. So to finish up, I'm just going to run through some events. We've got a lot happening this week. Tomorrow night, the 11th of February, we have the a Brisbane meetup at the Plough Inn at Little Stanley Street in South Brisbane. This is the meetup was originally planned for January 29th, but has been rescheduled to tomorrow due to the flooding last week. Also tomorrow night at February 11, we have the Policy Development Committee's NGO Working Group. This is to discuss taxation policies surrounding non-governmental organisations, charities and religious institutions. That's being held tomorrow night in IRC in #PPAU-PDC, which stands for Policy Development Committee. That will be at 8:30 p.m. On Tuesday night this week, there's the Pirate Party Australia General Meeting. That is in IRC in #PPAU at 8 p.m. That's the main channel that you get into just from the link off the website. Pirate Party Australia General Meetings are open to all, both members and the general public. Any topic of discussion can be raised. On Wednesday, February 13th, we have the National Council Meeting. That's in IRC #PPAU-NC channel at 8 p.m. The National Council Meeting is open for public observation, but only elected National Council members are allowed to speak. And a quick reminder, there's the Sydney meetup on Saturday, February 23rd at the Paragon Hotel in Circular Quay at midday until around 4 o'clock. All of these can be seen on our Google Calendar, which is in the right-hand sidebar of the website. And you can also, at the bottom of the sidebar, you can click to bring up the full calendar, and you can look at events that are in advance. And if you're a Google Calendar user, you can add it to your own calendar, so you'll see those events always, you know, on your Android phone, if you're so inclined, which I find rather handy. All right, well, thanks very much for coming onto the webcast, Thomas.
My pleasure.
Thomas Randall, my guest this week, who has put together our new website, which you can see at www.pirateparty.org.au, which I'm sure you would know, or you wouldn't be watching or listening to this webcast. Anyway, that wraps up the show for this week. So thanks very much for coming. And cue the end music. Pirate Party Australia webcast, including all music, is written, recorded and produced by Sam Kearns for Pirate Party Australia and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported license. Thanks for listening.